since yesterday in Masisi territory, especially in Bashali Mokoto, they had a fight. They fight Congolese army and M23, and even Congolese army, they said that they are respecting the ceasefire, but those rebellions, they are not respecting the ceasefire. And yeah, this is what happened yesterday.
What are the people saying about this fighting in spite of the promises not to engage in any combat or conflict?
Everyone needs peace, every Congolese, because we have IDP who are living in refugees camp. They are suffering. Many people, even food, they become very expensive. And every Congolese needs peace. But we know that the war have failed. We need peace. We don't need war. Because, you know, especially myself, I was born in this war. And I'm growing up in this war. And the question is, am I obliged to die in this war? Since 3 decades.
If the government is trying to protect the people by trying to repel or stop the rebels from attacking, how can economic activity go on when the fighting is still ongoing?
Yeah, this is the question. Everyone is asking the same question. But all those fronts are failing because there is any plan. We already understand many speech. We need actions. And those actions, they are not there.
In Goma and surrounding areas, has the fighting reduced?
It's reduced. It's only on the last territory, like in Lubero. But in Masisi, the fight is continue. Except in Rutshuru territory and in Lubero territory. It was the last territory where M23, they were fighting with the government army. But in those 2 weeks, since they started, Congo accepted. I think even Rwanda accepted too. But they didn't accept, they didn't stop everywhere. Because even Masisi, it's concerned.
You have a civil society group and other humanitarian organizations are expressing concern that if this two-week agreement or truce is not extended, a lot of more people are going to be harmed as a result of the ongoing fight between the M23 and the government troops. What are the people telling you on the ground about humanitarian aid to them?
Currently, we do have many camps in Goma, in Iragongo territory. And personally, I think that all those people, all those persons, they need peace. They need to return in their home. But the humanitarian aid, the needs of people is higher than what is given to them.
So do you think the two-week truce is not enough? Is that what you are saying?
I don't think that it depends on the time. It depends on the money that will be available to NGOs, even to the Congolese government. Because all those who are helping people living in camps or in refugee camps, they are NGOs, international NGOs. And they didn't need time, they need money.